Hi, this is Kendra Adachi from the Lazy Genius podcast, and I am so excited that the new KFC chicken nuggets are here. You have never had nuggets like these before. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe, and absolutely delicious. They have become a go-to favorite the kids love to fight over, and I hope they make dinner easier and more fun for you too. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
So the moral of the story is the kids remain gross and partially unreliable well into their teens. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am John R. Bray.
And I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And we're back for another week and hopefully an update on poor Coco, who had a hell of a week last week, even after we recorded.
Yeah. We talked about switching her food and it caused some really terrible indigestion problems. It got so bad, she was sleeping outside. Had we talked about the fact that she woke up covered in diarrhea?
Yes. I think where we left it is she was sleeping outside.
Okay.
She had had a reaction to the food that the vet recommended.
Yes.
But was doing okay. She was eating a little bit and seemed to be doing all right.
She was doing okay. She was still drinking water, and we were making her bland chicken and rice, that sort of thing. But then, let's see, so Marlo got her braces off on Wednesday. I've been to the orthodontist 3 times in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
She got her braces off, which, by the way, was really, really freaky. I mean, freak out. I mean, fuck city, man. It was...
Okay, we got to talk about that. She only got like half off though, right?
Well, she has a little retainer on the bottom inside. And then we had to go back and get a retainer for the top teeth. But now we have to wait for the rest of her teeth to fall out and come in. So...
Okay, so she's not done. She's done for now.
Right, so the first round is done, which, considering what they accomplished, they showed me the before pictures. And Marlo chipped her tooth on my birthday in 2010. She was a year old. She was crawling up the stairs.
I remember you writing about that.
Yeah, she had a chipped tooth forever, a discolored chipped tooth.
Oh, very nice.
And then she also sucked her thumb for a very long time. So all of her top teeth were in different directions. And the overbite was so distinct that you could almost put your thumb up under between the bottom teeth and the top teeth.
Oh, wow.
And they showed me the before pictures, and I was just dumbfounded with what they were able to accomplish. And I started bawling, actually. Like, I looked at her, and when they took the braces off, she's got huge white teeth, and they're all straight. It didn't look like my kid.
So when you say freaky, it wasn't a bad experience.
It wasn't bad. It was just...
Oh, good.
It was so weird. And I was happy because she really worked on keeping... She had to wear rubber bands. And they sort of whispered to me at the beginning of the summer, well, if she's going to go to camp, you know, kids are really bad about staying on top of this. And so we're probably going to have to keep her in it for a little longer than we'd hoped. And she wore those rubber bands all the time, and she actually got out of her braces sooner than they thought.
And they have to be changed. I had friends who had rubber bands, so she had to remember at camp to change them.
Yes, and sleep in them, and you know, the whole, and she did, and she did the work, and I was really, really, really proud of her.
From what I remember, they hurt, not like serious pain, but like an ache, because they're kind of pulling things into position, right?
Yeah, and she handled it really well. Like, it hurts to like even like chew bread sometimes when you have those tight rubber bands in. She did really well. She actually handles pain pretty well. I'm going to take credit for that.
I feel like that makes sense for her personality, too, though.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, she's a bit of a badass.
She's covered in bruises, right? She's covered in bruises and scrapes all the time. I'm like, where did that one come from? I don't know. So I was really proud. Spent the day doing that. And then the next morning, we woke up and Coco's been was sleeping outside, and we were waiting for the diarrhea to get better, because the vet that she went to for her surgery said it should clear up in a few days if you, you know, change the food back to her food or go bland or whatever. And so it was Thursday morning. I woke up and Marla was like, where's Coco? And I said, well, isn't she in her crate? She's like, no. So I went outside in my robe. It's a little cold, a little chilly here. And I tried to find her. And she apparently had been sleeping in the bushes, tucked far, far, far away underneath the bushes.
Which is really not a good sign.
Yeah. I didn't think it was. Cowboy said that that's sort of a natural instinct for dogs outdoor dogs to sort of find a space that's covered and like a place that provides solace. I don't know, but
Which makes sense, but she's not an outside dog.
She's not an outside dog.
That to me seems weird for her to get farther away from the house.
Yeah. And I assumed that she would sleep in the crate because it was, you know, it had warmth. So she came out of the bushes and she's covered in like bark and soil. And she can barely move, barely. And I went inside and got some cooked chicken out and some rice. And she would not, she wouldn't touch it. I mean, we're talking about chicken, like a
right,
piece of
something
chicken
she would normally devour.
She would have bitten my hand off normally.
Right.
And I held it toward her face and she turned her head away from me. And she stunk. And the backside of her was completely covered in diarrhea. Even we gave her a bath like twice a day, or at least washed her off twice a day. And she woke up covered again, like it wasn't stopping. And so we called the vet and they were like, well, you know, the surgeon gets in tomorrow and we can have him call you tomorrow, but we can get you in on Monday. And this is Thursday.
For a dog that's not eating.
For a dog that's not eating and is sleeping in the bushes and can barely move. And I was really, really, really worried. And I know for some people, it seems that I might not love my dog as much as I do. But again, our relationship, we enjoy the relationship that we have. Coco likes it, I think, that I'm the one that she can go sit next to who won't bother her.
Right. You both work in your own separate areas.
Mm-hmm. The two kids, the two girls, the younger girls in the house are on top of her all the time. And sometimes she just comes over and she like sits on the other side of me like, please make it stop.
don't touch me.
Yeah, so we called another vet. I had to take Lita to the doctor to get her foot x-rayed because she either fractured it or sprained it. They didn't see a fracture, although stress fractures sometimes don't show up on x-rays, but it still hurts. So
dance
right
or
after,
something?
She wore high heel shoes to homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
And was in those shoes for 7 hours, and she's never worn those types of shoes before.
I don't know how women wear shoes. Honestly,
no,
I don't.
So bad.
God, I don't get it.
She was in tears one night, and I was like, welcome to womanhood.
I mean, because it's fall here, I started wearing like boots that have a thicker sole,
mm-hmm.
and my feet were sore. And it's not heels, just thicker sole than a tennis shoe.
Yeah.
And my feet hurt. I can't imagine. Can't even imagine. It's like walking around on your tiptoes for hours.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm not going to be able to wear heels now for probably 9 months, maybe.
Right.
But it's gotten to the point now where I can wear heels for probably 30 minutes and then I have to sit down and take them off. And then I can put them back on again, but it's like this constant rotation of taking them off and putting them on and taking them off and putting them on because it hurts so bad.
It just doesn't make it. It seems like a very unnatural way to walk. I've always felt this way. I just don't frequently have the opportunity to discuss heels, but I don't understand why they're a thing. I mean, if you like to wear them, it's not a judgment. It just seems so damn uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I know women who really enjoy who aren't uncomfortable in them, who have like the Cinderella, you know, shoe size, who are just like tiny and dainty and can sort of dance around in the heels. And that is not me.
Clearly not Lita yet. Maybe, but not yet.
And yeah, so it was a heel situation. And well, but she fractured something near her toes or sprained it near her toes. So luckily she started swim team yesterday. And so she's going to step away from her dance class that's not at school. She's got a permission slip to get out of her dance class at school just to give her foot some time to heal.
So is she, quitting dance?
The dance class that she was in after school, those kids have been doing dance since they were able to walk. And it's very competitive. And we don't fit in very well there. I think that's the most polite way that I can put that.
You're not a dance mom?
I'm not being mean about it, but like both she and I just sort of like stick out like sore thumbs when we're there. And she hasn't been dancing since she could walk. I mean, kid wouldn't walk on the sand for an entire week when we were in Florida. I didn't know she wanted to dance eventually. So,
right.
But she's in the dance company at school. So she'll still dance and she'll be doing swim, which will be great for her. She'll love it. Swim team, swim meets.
Very nice. You know, diving or just the swimming?
I think it's just different strokes.
Okay.
Like breaststroke, backstroke, that type of thing.
Very cool.
Yeah. I think it'll be the best thing that ever happened to her in terms of school. Like for me, volleyball was all about friendships and driving the games and, you know, team dinners and that sort of thing. Like I think it's going to open up her world. I'm very excited about it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And swimming is fucking hard. I mean, I'm sure she'll be phenomenal, but it's just, if you don't swim, you greatly underestimate that it requires every muscle from head to toe. I mean,
it is
I remember,
hard, yeah.
Oh my God.
Right?
Lexton took swimming at one point and like an idiot, he would kind of do a few laps. And this was God, 6 or 8 years ago. And then he would kind of just putter out. And with a lot of things, if he's not immediately good at it, I've said this before, he just has a tendency to quit. And at one point, I was like, you got to just finish it. You got to finish the lap. Like, you got to push through. And then we were swimming in a neighbor's pool, and I did 2 laps. And I was like, oh, no, dude, you can quit whenever you want. This shit is so hard. So hard. Oh, God.
And you have to learn how to breathe, you know, like to get your breath in at the right time.
You have to learn how to breathe, how to time your breath, how to turn over in the water. Oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm excited. I wish I was a good swimmer because I think it would be a great activity. But God, it's so hard.
She is. It's very. Yeah. Like learning how to breathe while doing the coordination with your, you know, limbs. She's very muscular, Lita, because of dance. And she has my shoulders or, you know, and I say this about myself. I have got linebacker shoulders. petite things do not fit on my body. And she's got the strength for this. And more than anything, yes, the strength and the exercise is going to be great for her attitude and look out on life. But the social aspect of a team sport in high school is just cannot be overstated, I think. Yeah. So that started yesterday.
Very good.
And she said she loved it. So I'm feeling good. And
her foot is not broken. Maybe fractured, but not broken. So that's
maybe good. It may be a stress fracture. And we were walking out of her doctor's office and she's like, wow, you guys are a pair, man. And I was like, I know. We're both bumping into walls and bumping into each other. And so I took her back to school and then I went immediately to the vet where Pete was with Coco and got Coco in to see a new vet who, you know, she still had blood in her stool. And they gave us some options. And I guess this is probably a conversation. This might be something that we should go in depth into because a lot of people have very different opinions about this. Coco will be 12 on the 22nd. And they gave us an estimate for what it would cost to keep her there for the day, do blood work, do all these tests for certain diseases. Because apparently at an age like hers, stress like the surgery that she underwent and the stress of changing her food can trigger, if an organ was going to, was on the verge of something sick or diseased, it could push it over into that territory.
Okay.
And
so even if it's something that may not have shown itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way the vet explained it was that the stress of this whole thing could have, if she had liver disease, if she had kidney disease, if she had, you know, it could have pushed it over into that territory for a dog of this age. And they could do the test to determine what it was, or they could just give us medication to stop the diarrhea, hopefully. And what did we want to do? Pete and I had this conversation before we even got there. It's like, well, if she has a disease at this age, how much do you do for the disease at this age? What do you do? How much do you spend? How much of your life do you put on hold to take care of a disease for a dog that is honestly older than most dogs of her breed?
Right. And yeah, this is a very touchy subject.
It's a very touchy subject because I know a lot of people who are of the belief that they would give any amount of money and they would sacrifice their entire lives to make sure that their dog lived as long as it could. However, I watched my very, very lovely and jovial grouch of a dog who seemed at times to really, really love life, you know, deteriorate to the point where the quality of his life was bad. He may have seemed happy here and there, but the overall quality of his life was terrible. And I had to make that decision.
Well, that's the other piece, I think. Like, you can decide that, I'm going to spend anything so that Coco can live. But if her quality of life is terrible, then it kind of, I don't want to say it defeats the purpose, but I my personal opinion is that it becomes selfish.
Yes.
Like, if you're keeping the dog there and they're basically miserable or really not great most of the time, you're doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Out of kindness. It's not like you're being mean, but I think there's a certain point where you just have to acknowledge that it's maybe not best for the dog.
Yeah, if she were 4, I think we would have had a different conversation. 4 or 5 or 6, right? But like, say it was cancer, do I want to put my 12-year-old dog through chemotherapy or through radiation or through whatever they have to do with the dog who has cancer? I'm not sure that that would be fun for her. I mean, she has a hard time getting up the stairs as it is because of her arthritis, and we're trying to keep her as comfortable as possible now.
Right.
So we basically made the decision to pay for the visit and take the meds and go home. And within 24 hours, when she slept outside, she never came to the door. She would just be like, I'm gone. I'm dejected. You guys have rejected me because I stink.
Right.
And the next morning I woke up and she was banging her cone on the back door.
Oh, I forgot about the cone. Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a cone. We had to keep wiping the cone off because, I mean, and I was really worried about the kids touching her in the wrong place. And like, I was worried about everything last week. So she was banging, when I woke up the following day, she was banging her cone on the door and she wolfed down so much food. I was worried almost. She was so much better. And it made me so mad at the first vet.
We talked about it last week, but it seems to someone who's not a vet, weird to recommend that kind of a diet shift following surgery. But then even knowing that they, you know, were basically saying, yeah, we know she's not eating and she's still shitting everywhere. We can see you in 4 days. I don't know. That just...
Right.
It seems a little casual.
And he actually called that afternoon. He wasn't supposed to call until the next day. But for some reason, he called that afternoon and asked how she was doing. I said, oh, well, we just took it to another vet because you guys couldn't get us in and you weren't going to call me until tomorrow. And guess what? She's in really, 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 really bad shape. And we got her some medication and we're taking care of her. And you could tell that he was just please don't sue, please don't sue, please don't sue.
Right. I don't know. I guess if vets are like doctors, so you have to find one that kind of aligns with what you think. I mean, the only frame of reference I really have is when Lily got really sick and I called and they were slammed the entire day and had no time, but let me bring her in and took care of her for 4 hours so they could see her between appointments.
Mm.
And to me, that was like above and beyond.
Yeah.
When they said, well, we're booked for the day, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to wait and that sucks, but that's how it's going to have to be. But then they said, hang on, and came back like, bring her in now. We'll find time to see her.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the biggest sign that something is wrong with your dog is that they won't eat or drink. Like that is like code red.
Right.
And she wasn't. And I don't understand why they didn't take that seriously. So.
Especially when they knew, like, they had seen her, they knew it had become a problem and had not gone away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, so when did she turn that corner?
So she turned that corner on Friday.
Okay. And she's still
and good? She's still good. She's great. Hungrier than ever. She's great. She's running around, screaming, barking.
In the house now?
Yes. And you think your dog is smart, and then she will get as close to the kitchen cabinet as possible and try to turn her head and can't because of the cone. And it's like, you've had that cone on now for 12 days, you dipshit. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man. It'll be interesting to see when you take it off if she's at all like Lily, where it's almost confusing to have it gone.
Yeah. But we're going to use it for her Halloween costume.
I've thought about that.
Yeah, we haven't decided what we're going to... She could be like a... We were thinking about making it a sun and having the planet sort of stick out from her collar.
Oh, yeah. Someone sent me a photo of a dog with a cone that they turned into a dirty martini.
Yes, we saw that as well.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but a vet like yours, that is above and beyond. And that makes you feel like they care about your dog.
Exactly. Which I know that they can't drop everything for every animal all the time. I mean, I do get that. But it was just nice that they had that idea. Like, we don't have enough time to schedule you in for an appointment. But if we have 10 minutes here and there between appointments, we can see her.
Mm-hmm.
Which was great. And I knew she was awful because I got to the vet. She hates the vet. And handed her over. And she didn't care. She was like, take me. I'm done. Oh. Thrown up 20 times.
Oh,
yeah.
It's scary. I mean, I was really, really, really worried and just sick with worry. Thank God she's okay.
Well, and again, her age. I mean, I was worried about Lily, but she's, you know, like a child. They spring back pretty quick.
Yeah.
But at 12, she's an old lady.
No, when she came out of the bushes, like, it was a slow motion, like, montage of her entire life went through my head, and she just stumbled out of the bushes, and I started crying right there, and she just like, what? And I was like, come upstairs, and she didn't, because our back deck is, in Utah, a lot of houses are sort of built into hills, so the basement opens up toward the back, but the house juts up on the hill, if this makes sense.
Okay, yep.
So, like, our main floor is sort of like the second story, and half of the basement opens out to the back, but the other half is jutted up against the hill.
Sure.
So she was sleeping, supposed to sleep on the deck outside, and there's a long staircase down to the backyard. She did not want to climb the stairs to go get food. And that's when I really started to cry, because I was like, something is wrong with my dog. She's sleeping in the bushes. And then I thought, what if a falcon comes and gets her?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That's definitely a real concern for me. Yeah. But now that I have a tiny dog, I can get one of those coyote vests, which are awesome. I mean, really unnecessary, but also really necessary.
Yeah, she would not. There is a pack. I don't know what you call them. flock. Are they turkey vultures? Is that what they're called?
Oh, those are nasty.
They're huge. They're giant.
Huge and ugly.
Gigantic. And there's a tree on the walk to Marlowe's school where they came back. And when we walked the first day of school, we counted 9 of them.
Just hanging out?
And I was like, what do they eat? And I was like, I know what they would eat if Lily were here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've only seen them twice, I think, sitting. But we, at one point, we lived on a river, and this was actually really gross. The river flooded, and then when it retreated, it left water in this creek that was beside our house. And it also left fish that were too dumb to swim out with the water. So eventually the water all retreated and the fish just died and then bloated.
Oh, and God.
Gross. So one morning, and Lexton was pretty little, he's standing at the window and he said, "There's a turkey on the garage." I'm like, "No, buddy, turkeys are not going to be on the garage." It's like, "No, there's 3. And sure enough, there's these massive, they just look mean.
Oh, yeah.
Faces look mean.
Yeah.
And they're hanging out, you know, just kind of snacking on these bloated, rotting fish.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The smell was absolutely...
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
It was so bad. And it's funny because we had called the city and they said, "Well, it's nature. We don't really, we don't really take care of that." So I waited another day and I called. I'm like, "Why don't you come out and tell me if this is something you take care of?" And they got out of the car and they're like, "Oh, this is horrible." I said, "Yeah, so maybe you can do something about it. It's pretty bad.
Why don't you come out and tell me if this is nature?"
Yeah. Smell the nature by my house. Oh, so
oh my
awful.
God, they're menacing looking. Like, you don't want to fuck with that bird.
Exactly.
Ever. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, fortunately, I haven't seen any of those, nor have I had to ward off any birds from Lily. I've had a very uneventful dog week, thankfully, actually.
those are good weeks.
They are. Oh.
They are. Yeah.
When there's no challenges, it's the way to do it. But yeah. I do envy the fact that you have cold weather, because it's like 86 here today.
I saw a tweet from somebody that said second day in a row, like 90 degree weather in Chicago. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's terrible. And super humid. It's supposed to break today, but God.
Yeah. No, it snowed in the mountains over the weekend, but it's back up. It's going to be back up in the 60s and 70s this week. But 90 degrees? No.
Yeah, no, I'm just... And you know, like, everyone had switched over all their clothes because you saw people with... Because we had cold. I mean, it would get down into like 50 at night. And then it gets hot again and no one really knows what to do.
No one really knows what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm a bit of a Grinch with people celebrating the onset of fall.
Oh,
they're just like,
well,
so excited that it's getting cooler. And I'm like,
see, I love fall. So I'm definitely one of those people. Well, it's not that I hate summer. It's that I think by the time September, October rolls around, I've just had enough of 90 plus degrees and humidity. Yeah. And I run outside. So running in that weather is awful. But running when it's 60...
Lovely.
That's pretty great.
Especially in the humidity of the Midwest. Oof, yeah. I can see people liking that, getting cooler. I can see. I can understand.
With a grudge. I have a friend who's the same way, and every year he's like, "Fall always makes people feel like fucking poets." And it's shit. That is pretty accurate, yeah.
Hi there, this is Kendra Adachi, and I host the Lazy Genius Podcast, and I need to make sure that you have heard about the new KFC chicken nuggets. You have never had nuggets like these before, 100% white meat and hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. KFC has been a family favorite for years, and now we can get all of the delicious KFC flavor we love in one amazing chicken nugget. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
Thank you.
There's a woman at the grocery store, a checker, who is like turning to the other checker in the other aisle, and she's like, "Can you believe it's almost October?" And I just looked at her and I shook my head. She goes, "You got Halloween, and then you got Thanksgiving, and then you got Christmas." And I just kept shaking my head. She goes, "Are you a parent?" And I was like, well, and I pointed to the Lucky Charms and the Cheez-Its. Oh, yeah. And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "See, I hate it too."
Oh, man. God, it is already October.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you're going to do Halloween again, aren't you? You are. I know you are.
Well, his daughter's birthday is in October, so she's big into the season. And we actually got media passes to it's called Nightmare on 13th.
Okay.
It's 13th South, which is a street in Salt Lake City, and they open a haunted house every fall. And which I can't go inside this year. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Have you tried it?
We went last year, and I hate being scared.
Oh yeah, I'm with you there.
Well, 100%. I mean, I love scary movies, but I startle very, very, very easily. Did I show you the video of the guy who has a really skittish girlfriend, and he put a montage together of him scaring her? Like literally, like in her face, like he's looking at her and she's looking at him, and he screams her name and she flips out.
No,
it is a spectacular montage of somebody standing in for me.
She's that jumpy though, like when she knows it's coming.
Yeah, like wow. She even knows it's coming, and she'll and like the other day I was cleaning out my closet, and Pete walked in and I looked at him. I saw his face. I looked at him, and for some reason, temporarily, like the second after I looked at him, he didn't look like Pete, and I flipped out. He's like, "What is going on?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing."
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty jumpy.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it, so I'll just stay out while they go in, and yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm with you there. I will scream. Like, as loud as can be. It happens. Yeah. I don't watch horror movies. Can't do it.
You don't watch movies?
No, God, no. I think the last horror movie I watched was The Ring.
Did we talk about this?
Pretty sure, yeah. That's like 20 years old. So,
no. And how Marlo was laughing at it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every person I say, like, I'll mention The Ring, and they're like, "Yeah, that movie was stupid." I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know what? Mm-mm. It freaked me out, so I can't do it." I went into one haunted house once, made it through one room. I was like, "Nah, done. Not even gonna try."
What is the British show? Each show is different. It's on the tip of my tongue. And a lot of it involves technology and how it's fucking up the future.
Is that Black Mirror?
Black Mirror, yes. Okay. Have you seen any of it?
I have not.
Okay.
I've heard that I should, and also that I shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, I don't recommend the show to anyone because I don't know. There's one episode that really isn't scary at all. It's actually one of the most beautiful pieces of television I've ever seen. But there were a couple of episodes that I had to turn off because it was going to like keep me awake for 3 days.
And they're very real, right? Yeah. Like conceptually, they're very plausible.
Some of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like scary movies, but there were episodes of that show where I was like, I can't subject myself to this. No.
Yeah. That echoes what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah. I would love to hear people's opinions about Black Mirror. The first episode. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to laugh. You watch the first episode and you're like, "What the fuck?" You
can't. Does it pull you in though? Does it make you want to watch the next?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you have no idea what is going to happen. Like it's kind of fucked up the whole way, but like the way the show sort of like, it just, yeah, wow, yeah, so I can say. Are you gonna dress up for Halloween?
No.
No.
And I really I have no reason to. I don't think there will be Halloween parties. This is the first time I've lived in a house since I moved to Illinois that has been on a residential street. Because the last two places I've lived have been on far busier streets that don't have sidewalks. But now I'm actually in a neighborhood, which means we will get trick-or-treaters.
Right.
And Lexton is thrilled because he wants to set up the house to terrify children. So I think he'll just hang out. And if he wants to have friends over, that's fine. But no. I mean, I'm very much like you, but apparently even worse because I just don't like it. Even as a kid, really.
Really? You didn't like it as a kid?
No, I didn't really like, I found the idea of dressing up to be very stressful because I never knew what to be and how to make it happen. And it was so much stress and anxiety that it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And then you'd go out and get candy. And after a while, I'm like, I could just buy candy. I don't need to go through this shit. I'm just going to buy the candy I want.
So. Yeah.
But you have younger, I mean, like Marlo is still very much at the age where it's a thing.
Yes.
And Pete's youngest too, right? So
yeah. And luckily we have friends that she can go with and go trick-or-treating with. And I don't have to go do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. So she's going to have to have somebody else because I can't walk.
Right.
Yeah. So I got an out.
That's right.
I have to sit this one out. Sorry, guys. I'm so sad.
But you dressed up. You had a party last year, wasn't it?
We went to a party. I dressed up as Serena from The Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
I still have that costume, and I could probably use it again. But yeah, I don't. And getting dressed up like that was not getting dressed up again. It was sort of just like putting on a dress and pulling my hair back.
Right.
I didn't have to put on a mask or do anything to my hair. No.
Yeah.
No.
I can deal with Thanksgiving and Christmas. Halloween, though, I don't do it.
We were talking about my dad, who loves to scare people. Could be why I'm so traumatized and scare so easily. He used to be, when he was the bishop of our ward. So he was actually... So bishops are kind of like the pastors of do you know what a ward is in Mormonism?
I don't. I feel like you've explained it, but I don't remember.
It's basically the geological area of where you are, and they draw these little boundaries. So like in Utah, like basically two or three streets make up a ward, whereas in Memphis, like, you know, half of the town is in one ward. It gets to a certain number of people, and then they break it up into two wards. But the ward is sort of like the basic structure of the church. It's where you go to church. It's who you go to church with.
So if you're in ward one, for example, they all go to one church and no one from any other ward goes to that church?
I mean, they could, but it's not their designated ward.
Like, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And the bishop is sort of like the pastor. He is the main dude. And my dad was bishop one year and they threw a Halloween party back when, and I'm not sure if they still allow Mormons to do this, but I think they have Halloween parties. I don't know, but I'm not sure if they can wear masks or I don't know. Anyway, my dad dressed up as this, I don't know, a monster. He had
creature
like
of some sort.
Like a creature. Yeah. He had this gigantic black tangled wig that like went down to his waist, and he used paint to make his eyes bulge. And then he painted blood all over his face, and then he got these vampire teeth to put in, and he dressed all in black. He went to the bishop's, so the party is in the gymnasium at the church, and he went to the bishop's office and he climbed on top of his desk and he turned off the light and he had my mom send in one of her friends.
Oh my god.
She said, my mom was like, you could hear the screaming for like miles. She went in and turned on the light, and my dad is like crouched on the table screaming at her.
Oh my god, that's awesome. I love hearing about other people being scared, just not me.
Just not me, right.
Does he still enjoy it? Or has he grown out of that?
No, he used to scare my mom all the time. Apparently, she was nursing me once in the bedroom, and he climbed on top of the roof and came and stuck his head in the window.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
He knows not to do that because I will have a heart attack. I mean, I think I told you it was one day I was walking toward my office and I passed the toaster just as his son's toast was coming out of the toaster and I almost shit my pants. I was so freaked out. His son was like, "Are you okay?"
Did you scream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost like fell over. Like I was so frightened.
That's pretty jumpy. And you enjoy that to a degree. Obviously not that, but
I enjoy watching like this video of this guy. Her name is Jess. He's like, Jess. And it's like all these really short clips of her flipping out and throwing her phone and falling over because she's so startled. And I watched it probably 17 times in a row because it must be what I look like when it happens to me.
Oh God.
I got to find that link and post it.
Oh, I'd love to watch it. Mm. I didn't even really realize until you mentioned October that that's where we were at.
I flipped the calendar over today. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but that cashier is right. It's like it hits October and then it feels like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are just boom, boom, boom. And then the
it's like a
done.
Freight train, like boom, here it comes, boom.
Yeah. Especially after Halloween. November and December always go by crazy fast.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, the kids are going to New York for Thanksgiving.
For a week?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Are you going anywhere or will you stay in Salt Lake?
John and I mix up. We split the Christmas holiday. So they'll be here for Christmas. And then we are planning to go somewhere the day after Christmas.
And that's we as in you and Pete?
Yeah.
Okay, so the day after Christmas, they go to New York?
They're going to San Diego this year.
Okay.
With him and them, so.
But you haven't decided where?
No. Mm-mm. No. Hopefully someplace warm.
Yeah. I think I have Thanksgiving the entire week to myself again, because Lexton is probably going to visit his cousin.
Oh, wow.
And I want to go somewhere too, but I haven't figured out where. It's like 9 days, so I feel like...
Yeah.
Somewhere. I don't even care where.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and he asked me, he's like, well, where in the States have you not gone that you want to go? And I couldn't come up with an answer.
Because you've seen a lot of the states or because there's just not anything?
Because I've seen so much. And that's not bragging. It was just, I've been all over California. I've been all over the Southwest. I've been through Idaho and Wyoming. I've been through all of Texas, all of the South, all of the Northeast, most of the Midwest. I don't want to go to Florida.
Come on now. Who doesn't want to go to Florida?
Yeah, I've never been to Maine, but I would think that Maine at that time of year is very dark and cold.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know temperature-wise, but it's going to be very snowy for sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, I mean, what about even into Canada? I mean, obviously that will be cold and snowy, but like Quebec or...
I kind of want to visit any sort of cultural situation I want to visit during the warmer months because there's more light.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. And they are so far north that it's going to be like very minimal light.
Very minimal. I remember being in London on my semester abroad. And when I got there in August, it was light until 11:30 at night. And then when I left in December, the sun went down at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just go to Orlando. You guys could go to Disney. A couple's Disney trip. Come
on. Miami's an option. Miami, I haven't ever been to Miami.
There you go.
Yeah.
It'll be warm, but also not hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still pushing for Disney, but...
Mm-mm.
No? Not going to do it?
I don't know. And I don't know how... The healing of my feet is going so slowly that I don't know what my walking situation is going to be like. So,
but I bet if you go to Disney, you can get one of those little motorized carts.
I know. We were parked at a stoplight yesterday, and a woman in a wheelchair was trying to get across the street. And I wanted to jump out of the car and go help her so bad. She was going over some of the train tracks, and she was having difficulty, and I wanted to stop traffic and go help her so badly. I felt so bad for her. She must be so frustrated.
Well, and a lot, I was reading recently that they're kind of having issues because, you know, all of the pedestrian walkways are timed, and they're just not, they don't offer enough time for people like in wheelchairs or people who are older. So it's impossible for them to get across the street before the light changes, and then people are honking, and it becomes a big issue. And
yeah, well, she finally got over right as the light turned, and she was trying to get up onto the sidewalk, and she was having trouble getting up onto the sidewalk, and so she rolled back a little bit towards the street, and that's when I was like, I'm getting out of the car. I just felt so much for her being unable to run across the street.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes even walking, there are times if the intersection is big enough where I barely make it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't imagine. And then in the winter, damn.
I don't know what I'm going to do about shoes, because the last time I wore the boots that I normally wear in winter, my feet swelled to the size of a fucking basketball. And
just because of the boots aren't comfortable?
They need to be loose fitting so that my feet, the circulation in my feet continues. That's what's happening, is that the circulation has got to get going to heal the fractures. And if you're wearing constricting shoes, that constricts the circulation, which makes it takes longer to heal. But being a mom is not good for stress fractures in the feet. I'm just going to put that out there. So.
Well, I mean... being a parent in general is not good for anything that requires you to not move for a period of time. It's just nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 days ago, maybe 8 o'clock at night, and Lexton passed through the kitchen, and I don't know, I was doing dishes or something. And he made a comment to me, and I think I kind of just grunted in response. I said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, just... kind of tired." He's like, "From what?" I stood there for a second and was like, "Well, from doing what I do, which is everything, all the time, every day." And he stood there for a second. He's like, I'm gonna help with the dishes now." I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks." Just like, sometimes you can't keep up.
No. Mm-mm. And sometimes you just give up. You're just like, "You know what? Fuck it today. Fuck it. I don't care. Is your room a disaster? I'm just going to close the door and walk away because I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it today. Nope."
Yeah, that whole idea of picking your battles, it doesn't go away as they get older. No. Battles just change.
Mm-hmm.
God, the room. Oh, man.
I feel like I'm raising my sister. My sister's very different now, but my sister, and I'm going to, oh God, my sister, and she will totally admit it now. My sister was an absolute slob. She was a slob. Like, there was toothpaste all over the countertops, hairspray, like coating the walls, you know, just socks strewn across all surfaces. Everything was out of place. I mean, she'd walk in the door and there would be a trail behind her, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's not like that anymore at all. But I feel like the older of my children is a lot like her. I went into her bedroom the other day and I counted 7 bowls and like 7, another 7 cups. just sitting randomly around her room. Dirty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just picked up two bowls and an apple core that was not in either one of the bowls. It was beside a bowl. Why?
Why?
I've kind of stopped, for the most part, doing that. Like, I'll go and see it, and then I'll go downstairs and, like, you need to go up and get these things. But then inevitably, it's always like 75%. Mm-hmm. Like, can you pick up your clothes off the bathroom floor? Sure. And then I go back up, and there's like one sock and a pair of underwear. I'm like, can you pick up all of them? Not just some, like every item. And then it creates, and it seems like common sense. Like, if you're going to do it, how can you only do it part way? How is that possible? It's almost more work. Like, did you have to intentionally drop those back down? Because what the hell?
I just repeat myself over and over and over and over again. Oh my God. And then I went in there the other night and she was really tired, as teenagers are wont to be.
Right.
Again, she's tired. And I look around and I see all of these cups and bowls. And I looked at one and her, I got her these silk pillowcases because of her hair, and the silk pillowcases are supposed to make it so that her hair doesn't get as tangled at night.
Okay.
And there was a bowl of dried chocolate ice cream on the floor, and one of the silk pillows was in it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, do you realize that one of your pillows is in that bowl of ice cream? And she's like, what? Huh? Oh man.
But it makes you wonder, too, like, if you hadn't pointed it out, would she have seen it and then still just kind of casually dragged it onto her bed? I'm like, well, it's not on this side.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is the kids remain gross and partially unreliable well into their teens.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start doing a system where it's like, if I have to repeat myself, I'm going to mark down how many times I've had to repeat myself. And that's how much money you owe me at the end of the day. And I don't care how you find it. If you have to go rob a store, you have to go rob a store. Because you're going to owe me money for having to repeat the same thing 2,700 times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the amount of times I've had that discussion with Lexton where, like, if I have to ask you to do it six times, then you're not helping. It's worse because then I have to see that it's not done and remember to tell you multiple times.
Yes.
But if I do it, that's also not ideal. So the fight continues.
The fight continues and we get through it week by week, right?
That's right.
I'm seeing a doctor today for my stomach and we'll see what happens.
Good. Well, that's good news.
Good news. Yeah.
Hopefully both you and Coco will be on the up and up.
I may just go see her vet.
There you go.
Help me.
Just prescribe something.
Yeah.
But as always, we'd love to hear from all of you, especially about, for lack of a better way to put it, the value of your pets. You know, what is your pet worth to you? How do you draw that line? How do you make that decision? And I'm sincerely interested because I'm sure inevitably I will have to cross that bridge. So I'd love to know where you stand and kind of how you arrived at that point. Of course, if you have any feedback on Halloween or scary things, that's fine too. But you can find us as always via email at stories@manicramblings.com. And on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Manic Ramblings. And finally on Patreon, patreon.com/Manic Ramblings.
Yes, and if you have any stories about if you were on a swim team, how did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
And we will be back next week, hopefully a little more intact. Or at least
we're getting there.
Over here.
Week by week, we're getting there.
We're getting there. So, until next time, I don't know, just put your goddamn apple core in the bowl at least, right? I mean, let's make that progress. Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.